Steve, we've got several incidents from yesterday that are of concern to us. The first of all being a what we believe could have been a robbery in the 5500 block of Bel Air Road in Northeast Baltimore. Owner of a seafood stand was murdered, and detectives are poking through the evidence trying to figure out exactly what the motive was. Again, robbery is being explored, but there were some articles of value left behind, so there's still have some way to work to do on that one. Last night, we had some troubling incidents as well. 3400 block of East Lombard Street in Southeast Baltimore was a triple shooting. What we know thus far is two suspects on bicycles approached our victims. One of the victims is a 17-year-old male, and the other is a 32-year-old male. Both of those individuals are expected to survive their injuries, and we did have a fatal victim as a result of that incident. We're working on next of kin notifications, and as soon as we make those, we'll release his name. And then early this morning at about 12:30, 4400 block of Pall Mall Road in the Northern District, we had a double shooting. We had two individuals sitting on their porch. What we know from family members is they heard some gunshots, went out, found their relatives unresponsive. So we know that that incident was targeted based on some intelligence that we're getting from the community. It also appears that the triple shooting in the 3400 block of East Lombard Street, an individual in that group was targeted, and we're working hard to try to identify the people responsible.
Getting any more help and cooperation from community, that's always been kind of a sticking point.
You know, Steve, at the end of the day, if we're going to be successful in making Baltimore a safer city, we need to do so in partnership with the community. And that's something that we have been working on for the last 5 years. We're going to continue to work on it. Community intelligence is how we solve these kind of cases. So anyone that may have seen anything, that may have been in the area, I think the city of Baltimore is getting a little sick and tired of this violence that's taking place over these last couple of days. The police department will be responding in kind, I can guarantee you that. We have increased patrols in these areas, and again, we're really working through our community stakeholders to try to identify the people responsible, hold them accountable.
On increased patrols, is that in vehicle and out of vehicle too, or just basically more cruisers around the neighborhoods?
You know, Steve, we never like to show our hand, but we can definitely reassure residents that there will be an increased police presence in their neighborhood. Not going to really go into specifics on whether they're going to be plain clothes or uniformed, but the deputy commissioner has identified this as a priority for us, and we will be doing that very soon.
Okay. Any information on the numbers, where things stand now compared? It's always a kind of a dicey game that we play with this, but where does it stand now compared to last year?
So far this year, Steve, we had about 95 homicides compared to 88 last year. Last year, as you know, was a three decades low. And again, I think the important thing is, you know, the BPD or the city doesn't look at the numbers, right? We're not here watching the daily ticker. What we are doing is trying to identify the people responsible for gun violence in our community, because what we know is that it's a very, very small number of people that are wreaking this violence.
Anthony, anything else we need to add?
No, I think we got it all.
All right.
Sure.
Well, let me ask you, Anthony, the city council president has said this week that he thinks that a good bit of the youth assaults downtown, at least a portion of it, comes from kids who are from outside of the city, not in the city. What do police know about that? What have you found?
Well, Stephen, the incidents, particularly in the downtown incidents, we have been working with our partners in the school police system, and we have identified some of the individuals responsible, and those individuals do go to city schools. However, we all know that there were a large number of juveniles involved in these incidents, and we quite haven't identified every single one of them. But I also want to applaud Councilman Young, Council President Young. He has really, him and his colleagues have really demonstrated a commitment to try to deal with juvenile issues in the city, and I think they should be applauded on their efforts to do so. As far as the police are concerned, we are going to identify the problem people, whether you're an adult or a child or juvenile, and we're going to hold you accountable, and we're going to partner with the state's attorney's office to do so.
Okay, so you haven't identified them all, but is the police department ready to say that some portion of these suspects are from outside of the city?
The suspects that we have identified, I don't believe any of them are from outside of the city. I think, again, thanks in part to our partners at the school police, we were able to identify them based on being enrolled in city schools.